And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its independent affiliated stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, Hosea, was written by Joseph Mindell. It is the first in a series entitled Judgment and Justice.
There was a man who lived in the days when the temple yet stood in Jerusalem, and he was called Hosea. One day he came to the house of Amaziah and spoke to him.
Amaziah, you have many fields of wheat and barley.
I do not hide them, Hosea.
And many cattle and sheep.
Are you the assessor, Hosea? I pay my taxes.
I do not begrudge you your possessions. Amaziah, this is Joash. He came with me.
I know Joash.
Yesterday, his one field was ready for the harvest.
May it be a good harvest, Joash.
This morning, the wheat burned down. The whole field of wheat. Did you hear me, Amaziah?
I heard. He is unfortunate.
He has a wife and children.
Hosea, you take a long time to come to the point.
Joash needs help.
Obviously. I've had a good harvest. Joash, I can sell you enough wheat for bread and for seed to plant in the spring.
He has no money, Amaziah.
Let him speak for himself. You heard Joash. I'll sell you the wheat.
I have no money.
It's too bad.
I told you, Hosea, it's no use. Wait, Joash. Amaziah, you're a rich man. You can spare the wheat.
Hosea, do you really think I would give him the wheat? Come, Hosea, I'm not overly sensitive. Tell me.
No, I didn't think you'd give it to him.
Then why did you come to me?
Oh, it doesn't matter what I think. You have the right to decide to help or not to help.
I see. Thank you, Hosea, for permitting me to choose. If you'll excuse me, I have some matters to attend to.
Gomer. Gomer. She's not in the house. Well, doesn't matter. Look, Joash, here is my harvest. Take what you need.
Hosea, I can't.
Take at least a few baskets of wheat. You must. For your family.
But I don't want to deprive your children, your wife. You have little enough.
But you have nothing, Joash. We'll manage.
Oh, Hosea, shouldn't you... That is, don't you want to talk with your wife first?
Why?
Well, maybe she is not willing to...
Why should you think this Gomer would refuse to help you?
Oh, I shouldn't have said it. I'm sorry.
All right, take the wheat.
I'll take the wheat. And thank you. Only, Hosea...
Yes?
I must take it. But you are under no compulsion to offer it.
Joash... It isn't only Amaziah who must make a choice.
Gilead is a city of them that work iniquity, It is covered with footprints of blood. Joash carried the wheat through the city to his house. And it happened that in a place where the streets narrowed, he was met by a man who hid his face.
What's in the basket?
What do you want?
Wheat, huh? Good wheat?
No, 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 it is not mine. It was given
then
to me.
You can't object if I take it.
No, no, no! No, no, you can't!
You sow the wind, and you shall reap the whirlwind. Who is the thief? Tell me, who is the thief?
Be careful, Hosea. Are you accusing me?
Don't be foolish, Amaziah. Why should you steal a handful of wheat? Maybe Hosea is talking to me.
I speak to all of you. Each of you is like a thief. When the field burned, did even one of you come with a measure of wheat for Joash?
We have our own troubles.
Who was there when Joash lay on the ground to lift him up and wipe the blood from his face?
Hosea, it gives us no pleasure that Joash has troubles. We're sorry for him.
Of course we are.
Sorrow rests lightly on your heart.
The misfortune is his, not ours.
If you refuse to help sustain life, you take life. To be indifferent is to be a thief. Now listen to me.
Why should we listen to you, Hosea? We've heard it before.
Amaziah's right. Next, you will accuse us of worshiping false gods. Then you'll say it's wrong to swear falsely. Or even to give a present to a friendly judge. You forget that this is a world of men, not angels. Hosea, I'll make a bargain with you. Turn all the rest into angels, and I'll put on wings, too.
You are stubborn in your evil ways.
Enough, Hosea. Who are you to talk like this?
It is not I who speak, Amaziah. Hear the words of the Lord. For the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of this land.
How do you know this, Hosea?
The Lord has spoken.
To you?
To me, Amaziah.
Quiet! Let him be heard! Hosea, how many times did the voice of the Lord come to you?
He spoke once. He spoke a thousand times. What does it matter? They are the same.
How is it the Lord spoke to you and not to me?
He spoke to you as well, but you did not listen.
Ah, you are a prophet.
You know who I am and what I have to tell you.
Then tell us. Quiet, everybody. Tell us what the Lord said.
There is no truth, no mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery.
Swearing and lying and committing adultery.
The people break all bounds and blood touches blood.
Hosea.
Well?
Should a man who does not know the alphabet be a teacher?
Say what you mean, Amaziah.
Should a man presume to correct the ways of a nation whose own house is tainted?
Gomer! Gomer!
Your wife is not in the house, Hosea.
Where is she?
I can't tell you. How should I know?
You're not telling the truth.
Why don't you ask me, Hosea?
Gomer.
Go about your work, Huldah. Well, Hosea, aren't you going to ask me? No? Well, then I'll tell you. I was in the marketplace.
I was there. I didn't see you.
I only went to buy bread, and then I visited a friend.
Huldah says you go out every day.
We need bread every day.
Huldah can go to the market.
I'm not permitted to leave the house. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't mean that.
You question my servant? You ask where I go? What do you want to find out?
Nothing, Gomo. I was upset.
You don't trust me.
Forgive me. Of course I trust you.
I have to go now, Daniel.
No.
Jose will be expecting me.
No, no, no. Let him wait, Goma. Oh, why are you taking off the bracelet?
You know why.
You don't like my present?
Silly, it's beautiful. But I can't wear it at home.
You're afraid of Jose, aren't you?
Oh, what an idea.
Well, you don't have to be. Jose is so concerned with lofty matters. The fool can't see what's under his nose.
No, he's not a fool. It's just that he trusts me.
Goma, this even is a strange so. Place to act the loyal wife.
Now, don't talk like that. Daniel, let's not quarrel.
Well, you keep defending Jose.
I'm not... Oh, don't talk about him. What's he got to do with us?
Nothing. Oh, Goma, Goma, don't go yet.
I don't want to go.
And stay with me, hmm? At least a little longer.
If I stay now, where will I go later?
Think of now. Not of later.
I can't help it, Daniel. The thought comes by itself. Where will I go?
Oh, you'll stay with me. Yes, yes. I'll take you with me. Goma, you don't have to go back to Jose.
Hulda, where is my wife?
The meat is cooked. Sit down and eat, Hosea.
It's getting dark. Where is Gomer?
You keep asking me. I'm her servant, not her... Wait, Hosea. Where are you going?
To find Gomer.
Don't go.
She's my wife. Maybe something has happened to her.
Nothing has happened. Don't go.
Keep the food warm. I'll bring Gomer back.
Hosea, it will be better if you don't find Gomer.
Yes, Jose, I saw Gomer.
I saw her, too.
Which way did she go? Tell me, Amaziah.
Are you sure you want to know?
I asked you a question. Why shouldn't I want an answer?
Maybe because it's good riddance.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't you?
Tell me where she went.
Jose, you're angry.
Don't play games with me.
But of course you're angry. Wrongdoing and sin and evil always make you angry, don't they?
Even when the sin is in his own house, eh, Amaziah?
Wait, Hosea. Don't go. I can tell you what you want to know.
Well?
But first, what will you do if you catch her?
No, first let him prophesy against the evildoers.
Stop it, Amaziah. All of you, stop it. Hosea, I saw Gomer on the road. Going north out of the city. Thank you, Joash. She wasn't alone. I'm sorry, Hosea. Thank you for telling me. I'll walk with you.
Oh, I don't need anyone.
You have a worthy assistant, Hosea.
It's dark. What difference does it make?
Oh, come home with me. In the morning, you can look for Gomer.
Go away, Joash. Leave me alone.
You are very angry.
Don't I have reason to be angry? Answer me.
Hosea.
Oh, no, don't. How can you answer for me?
Hosea walked in the night with his anger. And the voices in his ears were angry voices that answered no questions. In the morning, as it grew light, he came to the place where Gomer was.
Why are you sitting here at the edge of the road, Gomer? Gomer?
I'm waiting, Hosea.
For me?
No. I waited for the sun to come up, and now it's light. I'll watch it get higher, and then it will set, and it will be dark. And I'll wait.
For whom, Gomer?
For no one. For anyone.
You're alone. He's gone.
Yes. Even the bracelet is gone.
What did you expect?
I thought... It doesn't matter.
And what do you expect me to do now?
Nothing. I haven't said I expect anything.
No, you don't have to say it. It's written on your face and your eyes. Pity me, they say.
I haven't said it. Don't believe my eyes.
Your tears whimper. I'm sorry.
I don't want to cry. The tears come of themselves.
Then dry your tears or turn your eyes away.
Tears are a bodily defect, Hosea. They flow knowing nothing of right and wrong. But I know. I know I have no right to expect anything. Not even pity.
You say it too easily.
And yet I have pity for a bird. For a calf separated from its mother. Pity even for a thief caught in his stealing.
It's easy to be sorry now, Gomer. And the consequences have caught you.
Do you think so? Do you think it was easy to sit and wait? To remember and understand? Do you think it's easy to speak? You don't answer. Well, you're right not to answer. Why should you?
I didn't know how to answer. Not until now. Gomer. Pity belongs to everyone alive.
Oh, I wanted you to say that, Hosea. Thank you. I'll go now.
Where will you go?
Oh, I don't know. Somewhere.
Gomer. Pity is such a little thing.
Sometimes it is not a little thing. Sometimes pity is enough.
No, no, no. It is never enough. Come, Gomer. Let us go home. Why did you stop, Gomer? It's only Hulda.
I'm afraid.
You should be afraid.
Hulda, why don't you greet your mistress?
I've been waiting here outside the city to see if you would bring her back.
There is a stone in your hand, Hulda.
Yes. I've been waiting to greet her.
Put down the stone.
Why did you look for her? Why did you bring her back?
Put it down.
She has sinned.
Gomer has done you no injury.
She has sinned and must be punished for her sin.
Who made you judge and executioner? Put down the stone and go your way. Come, Gomer.
No, the road goes through the marketplace.
It's the way to our house.
Hosea, let's go around through the fields.
I won't let them harm you.
I'm afraid, Hosea.
Even so, we must go through the city. Gomer, we can't run away.
They walked through the city. In the streets, the people talking stopped their buying and selling and stood aside to let them pass, and then turned and silently followed to the door of Hosea's house.
Go into the house, Gomer.
Don't go. We want to talk with you, Gomer.
Sure, that's right.
She's tired. Tomorrow will be time enough.
No, we'll finish it today.
Talk to me.
Hosea, we are not as easily moved as your servant woman by your commands.
It will be better if you all go home. You are overwrought.
And you're so calm, Hosea. What happened to your anger?
I am no longer angry, Amaziah.
Strange how quickly your anger disappears when the evil you see is in your own house.
It's very simple, Amaziah. It's only that Hosea was lonely for his wife. How did you persuade her to come back, Hosea? Did you promise not to beat her? Or did you buy her a new shawl? Listen, you other women! Remember that all men are not as understanding as Hosea.
Hey, is understanding a crime in your eyes?
Hosea will now preach a sermon.
Is forgiveness an offense you cannot bear?
Hosea, you begin at the wrong end. Before understanding and forgiveness comes repentance. Gomer, you preach about repentance. Come. We're waiting, Gomer.
Don't touch her.
Well, you're lucky, Gomer, to have such a husband and protector.
Christelle, it's enough.
Messiah, I was only saying what
I know, I know. It's enough.
Thank you, Amaziah.
Keep your thanks, Hosea. I want no credit for virtue in your ledger. What you do with Gomer is your concern. I want no more to do with it.
Yet you will listen to what I have to say.
I did not like your words when you spoke in anger. I like them no better now.
I am no longer angry. Do you want to know why?
Your words are not clean. Gomer stands beside you in your house.
It is because of Gomer that I know. Listen. There is meaning in everything that happens.
You speak from a house polluted by sin. Sin that you condone. I will not listen.
Have you not defiled God's house? Yet there is forgiveness. I will not listen.
I brought you a cloak, Hosea. It's cold.
Thank you, Gomer.
Hosea.
Oh, why are you still here, Joash? Do you have a stone to throw?
My hands are empty.
Or a curse on your lips for Gomer.
You forgave her.
She repented. And I forgave. Two things equal and equally difficult.
Then why should I have a grievance?
I'm sorry, Joash. I spoke out of bitterness.
Hosea, tell me the meaning.
Don't you see it?
There is forgiveness, you said. For anyone? For me?
For all who ask it.
Oh, Hosea, God must be so angry.
I will not execute the fierceness of mine anger, saith the Lord. I will not return to destroy. For I am God and not man. And I will not come in fury. Joash, not in fury, but with compassion.
Of all the people in the city, only one man remained to hear, Hosea. Yet the words are not lost, for they are spoken in the prayer on the first Sabbath of the new year before the Day of Atonement. Return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast stumbled in thine iniquity, and accept that which is good.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 25 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York, New York, 10027. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Rabbi Mordecai Waxman, spiritual leader of Temple Israel, Great Neck, New York. Rabbi Waxman.
If Hosea, as the script suggests, was left with only one listener in the city, he has not lacked for listeners since that time. The greatness of the prophets is that they speak to the ages and not merely to an age. Hosea indeed distilled truths from the anguish of personal experience, but he saw them as universal truths, and he understood them to apply in all times and all places to society as well as to individual men. He did indeed proclaim the need for compassion. It is the debt that fallible man owes to all the living. And he believed that it is the quality that an omnipotent God combines with judgment to achieve justice for stumbling men. But if Hosea was soft-hearted, he was nonetheless hard-headed. And he saw that if matters end with compassion, they dare not begin there. As he faced the fact of unfaithfulness in his wife, so he felt both God and man must confront the fact of faithlessness in society. In Israel many yesterdays ago, in our own society today. The Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, he says, because there is no truth or mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break all bounds, and blood toucheth blood. Therefore doth the land mourn. A lesser man might have ended with condemnation. Hosea saw the possibility that men and nations can reverse their paths, that they are not bound by fate to proceed to destruction, but are always open to repentance and redirection. It is in this spirit that he cries out, "Sow to yourselves according to righteousness, then reap according to mercy." Compassion for Hosea is the companion of justice, not the substitute for it. Hosea proclaimed these insights centuries ago. He would pronounce them today with equal cogency. Perhaps there is still a listener in the city.
Thank you, Rabbi Waxman. Our Eternal Light drama today, Hosea, written by Joseph Mindell, was the first in a series entitled Judgment and Justice. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured today was Lawson Zerbe as Hosea. Others in the cast were Santos Ortega, Owen Jordan, Joseph Julian, Roger DeCoven, Ethel Everett, Elspeth Eric, and Donald Buca. The narrator was Court Benson. We invite you to join us next week when The Eternal Light will present How Uriel Got Into Heaven by Morton Wishengrand. This is Jerry Damon. The Eternal Light is directed by Kenneth McGregor and presented weekly under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America.